Are you doing dry January or dry July or sober October?
Yeah.
Or have you decided for 1 month to just stop drinking alcohol and you're wondering, is this any good for me?
Is it worth it?
Yeah, we're going to answer that right now. I'm Dr. Paul Zalzo.
I'm Dr. Brad Weening. Welcome to Talking with Docs. We talk a lot about drinking on this show.
We do. We don't drink a lot on this show, but we talk about it a lot.
I have seen comments actually that said, the guy on the right seems drunk. The guy on the left...
Stage right or...
Well, no, it didn't... No, it's good. It's been applied to both of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair. It's too early, guys. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, we're filming at 7 a.m.
It's 7 a.m.
But some people, unfortunately, do. It's called an eye-opener.
Yeah, or people who have alcohol
problems.
Use problems.
Yes, for sure.
Issues, for sure. But now, we want to look at the science of what happens when you take that 1 month off drinking.
Okay.
All right. First of all, if you're just like drinking one drink every other weekend, and you take the month off, it's not going to make much of a difference. Good for you. You've already got all the health benefits.
Actually, my wife's doing dry January right now. I've had one this month, but it was, I don't even know why. I think I was watching the football game and it irritated me, so I went ahead.
Really?
But yeah.
Okay. Well, so you're in the middle of it.
I'm kind of in the middle of it, yeah.
All right. So what are some of the benefits? Let's break it down.
Oh, first, before we do that, let's talk about why it happened. So this lady in the United Kingdom, Emily Robinson, was training for a half marathon in like 2011.
Okay.
Her marathon was going to be in February. Mm-hmm. So January, she's like, I'm not going to drink for the whole month. See if I can. It was going to be a first rate big race.
It's in the UK.
Yep. And she found that over that month, a whole bunch of things happened that we're going to talk about. So she felt better. And then she actually ended up working for some of the change drinking habit. I can't remember the exact name of the organization in the United Kingdom, became a big part of this movement of saying, hey, maybe we should drink less for our health.
Yeah, 2013 was the and 4,000 people joined it then.
Yes.
But now, 25% of Americans partake in dry January.
Wow, that's a lot.
If you have an issue with alcohol and you're a heavy drinker and it's the kind of thing you're struggling with, shutting it down completely can be dangerous, right? Alcohol withdrawal is a real thing. Yeah. You can have alcohol withdrawal symptoms, which can be fatal.
It could lead to a seizure and death. So you have to do it under a controlled setting.
And we have protocols in the hospital. If someone comes in and we know they've been abusing alcohol, we have protocols where we treat them with benzodiazepines, which is a sedative-type medication to combat the effects of withdrawal.
Essentially, to wean yourself off rather than quitting cold turkey. Okay. But if you've tried dry January or if you're in the middle of it, leave a comment.
Yeah.
Let us know how it's going.
Yeah, if you hate it. All right.
Okay, so week one.
Week one.
So you stop.
You stop. You might feel a bit worse at the beginning, especially if you're a moderate heavy drinker. Those are the early signs of withdrawal.
Right.
You're going to feel sweaty. Your sleep's going to be disrupted. You're going to have an irritable mood. That can happen.
And the old food guidelines for a man was two a day. So if you had two a day and then you stopped cold turkey, you probably aren't going to feel the best. Yeah, it's a little sweaty, a little irritable, bad sleep.
People around you won't like you.
That's usually the first 2 or 3 days, though.
All right. And then once you get past that, your sleep is going to get better.
Yes.
Which is weird because you think, well, alcohol helps me sleep. Yeah, alcohol helps you get to sleep, but it doesn't help you maintain a good sleep with an REM component to it.
It suppresses REM, so you fall asleep. You're not having?
Good sleep.
Restorative sleep.
Oh, my God, with restorative sleep. You're waking up a lot, okay, basically. You're not having a good sleep. So the first thing you're going to notice in the first week is better sleeps.
Right.
Okay. So let's move on to a month.
Okay.
What are you going to notice after a month,
back to sleep, your sleep's going to be way better.
Yeah.
After a month and no drinking, your sleep is going to be better quality sleep.
Yeah.
I'd say that number two one for me, and most people think about it when they think about alcohol, is that your liver is going to get a break.
Yeah.
So your liver has a lot of jobs. Mm-hmm. When you drink alcohol, your liver has to put some of those jobs to the side and process ethanol to acetaldehyde.
Yeah.
And so what this does is it can elevate your liver enzymes.
Yeah.
It can increase the number of calories that are converted from alcohol to fat. So you deposit that in your liver. Mm-hmm. So your liver's working very hard. So your liver enzymes can actually improve.
Yeah.
And you can reduce your liver fat up to 15% in
one
month.
The great thing about the liver is it can repair itself.
Oh my goodness.
If you give
it
the chance, it can repair itself. And so it does. And that's evident in the 15% reduction in liver fat.
Okay.
The other thing is your insulin resistance and blood sugars. That will improve after 1 month, okay? Like, insulin resistance goes down by like 25% after 1 month of abstaining from drinking.
Right. It's empty calories that really is nutrient deplete, right? There's not so much there that's good for you.
So on the empty calorie thing, what else will you notice?
Well, you're going to notice some weight loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3 pounds on average in one study.
In 1 month, which is amazing because
of
the empty calorie.
I always like a pound a week is a great goal. Like if you're really trying to work hard to lose weight, that's almost already there.
Pound
just,
of flesh.
Just by dropping the booze.
Merchant of Venice.
Okay. It's good for your blood pressure.
Whoa. Yeah. I think you can reduce your blood systolic by about 3 to 5 millimeters of mercury, almost 6%.
Which is like some low-grade medication.
Significant.
Yep.
Significant reduction in blood. We're talking 1 month dry January, dry October, dry July, whatever you chose to do, you're making your blood pressure get better and you're losing weight.
Another one that we didn't really talk much about is that it actually reduces inflammation because of the dehydration and the inflammatory effects. So it actually makes your skin better.
Yeah.
For better skin?
Better skin.
I mean,
dry January.
Yeah.
Concentration's going to improve after a month.
Love that.
All right. You can focus more and your mood.
Yep.
And, you know, anyone who experiences anxiety, one of the first things that you're told to do is to decrease your alcohol or cut out your alcohol intake.
Which is interesting because some people, before they give a talk or maybe they're having a performance, they might have a couple of drinks to try to chill because they're nervous.
Right,
it's
right.
It's paradoxical.
It is. Yeah. I never do. But if I'm giving a talk.
I know you always have a Coke before.
I have a Coke, which probably doesn't happen.
And then you have a drink after.
I'll have a drink after. Yeah. But I never have a drink before I give a talk.
I know. I noticed that. I'd say the other thing for me is reduce cancer markers. So this is more of a longer term game. It's like the long game. Yeah. You don't typically get cancer in a month. If you drank really hard for a month and weren't a drinker, the odds of you getting cancer because of that month, I think, is quite low. But because not only the ethanol, but the acetaldehyde are actually damaging structures in our body, those toxic metabolites can lead to cancer. So it reduces blood levels of specific cancer markers.
Yeah, and we think about cancers that we know are linked to esophageal cancer.
Yep.
Bowel cancer.
Yeah, bladder, I think, too.
Bladder, breast
yep.
as well. And there's some others as well that are just directly linked to alcohol use.
Yep.
So this is what you're doing. Now, some people have found, holy cow, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's too much.
Like you just did. You had one drink. Did that throw the whole month in the garbage? Yeah. No. If you cheat, if you have a drink or two in the month, but you have tried, you know, significantly reduce your alcohol intake for that month, it's still good. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel.
Right.
All right? Just keep going with that month.
Right.
You're still on the right track. What about long-term benefits? 1 month and you're done, you only get the benefits after 1 month?
No, I think if you do it for a month, I think the benefits will continue. But I think ultimately the most benefit would be if you did this actually every now and then.
Yeah.
Or if you generally, just like the American Food Guide suggested, consume less alcohol for your health. So,
right.
No, the benefits are longer. But eventually, if you go back to your old habits, I think the benefits would be lost.
But the studies have shown that if you do it for a month and they follow these people along for 6 months, eight months, they found that, they're drinking less 6 months later.
Right.
Because after 1 month, they're like, well, you know, maybe I don't need to drink this much.
Right.
And you can go on the 6 to 8 months without drinking. They're getting drunk less. They're drinking less.
Yep.
And therefore, the benefits do go on beyond a month.
Right.
So it's not just a month you're helping yourself with this dry January or dry whatever you're doing, because you're probably going to drink less later on, too.
Well, the thing is, this lady that started this, it wasn't because she had an alcohol problem. She was just trying to be healthier so she could do better in a race. So I think if you do maybe have a problem, or if you're bordering on maybe a problem, you're thinking, hey, I'm not sure if I drink a healthy amount. I think those are the people that are going to see the greatest benefits.
And those are the people who should probably talk to their healthcare professional about getting help with that if
100%.
You do have a problem with that.
But I think if you're someone who drinks infrequently, the benefits will be difficult to measure. But I'd say even people that drink really infrequently, I know I don't drink much, but if I did have a drink or two, I have worse sleep for sure.
Yeah.
Like the next day, I'm like, I don't feel rested.
Okay, so those benefits go on for a long time. And even if you cheat in that month, it's still okay. You're still going to see the benefits.
It's worth a try.
Give it a go. Let us know if you've tried dry January or sober October or dry July or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And think up another rhyme for it.
Yeah, I like that. And if you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that maybe is thinking about, maybe I drink a little bit too much.
Yeah, and remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.